anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. How are you today? I hope you're feeling blessed. I believe in episode 104, I read a letter by Jonathan Ball about the occult being recognized in the church. I started thinking about that, and I have that question. Are they joining forces? Is Christianity and the occult joining forces? Maybe they are, since they're trying to form a one world or new world religion, right? As I previously stated in another episode, it had been noted that in the 1920s, Los Angeles had an explosion of the occult, and Hollywood's link with motion pictures began in 1912. Only a little over 100 years later, the occult is so ingrained in America that its imagery is found on Christian websites, in Christian songs, and even in Christian sermons. Americans don't even give it a second thought because they've been indoctrinated in the occult and they don't even realize it. The great majority simply don't know any better, and many who are informed either dismiss it or they laugh it off. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul writes of the works of the flesh. Among them are witchcraft and heresies. Revelation chapter 22 verse 15 speaks of those who will not be allowed to enter New Jerusalem. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. After God destroys Babylon the Great in Revelation chapter 18 verse 23, a mighty angel declares, "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." While there is much finger-pointing at the Roman Catholic Church as the vehicle Satan uses to gather worshipers in the end times, and with good reason, after a few hours of running down leads, one suspects that another culprit will also somehow be involved. Let's take a closer look. The Bible describes the end times one-world church that Satan sets up to worship him. It will look like Christianity and will fool many, but it will be occult in nature and involved in sorceries. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." And look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. The Bible says it will be heavily involved in signs and wonders. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians 9-12. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The Bible points out in the end times, the world will eventually worship Satan, but it will be preceded by false prophets and false apostles preaching another gospel, another Christ, and or another Jesus. These ministers of righteousness will claim to have a special anointing and will fool many Christians. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. It also takes note that it will gather to itself many who were once Christians. It will unify the world under its theology. One is the New Apostolic Reformation, which is leading figures in this loosely organized movement claim that these prophets and apostles alone have the power and authority to execute God's plans and purposes on earth. They believe they are laying the foundation for a global church governed by them. They place a greater emphasis on dreams, visions, and extra-biblical revelation than they do on the Bible, claiming that their revealed teachings and reported experiences, for example, trips to heaven, face-to-face conversations with Jesus, visits by angels, cannot be proven by the old scripture. And then there is dominion theology. Dominion theology, also known as Kingdom Now theology, is a false teaching stating that man is commissioned to bring the entire world under the dominion of Christianity by force if necessary, and then hand over the Christianized world to Jesus when he comes. The Bible says there will be war on true believers. What the Dominionist and New Agers call cleansing will occur. Let's look at Revelation chapter 13, verse 7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. It also speaks how it will be exported throughout the world by a country called Babylon the Great. Can you see the way Christians are accepting beliefs that are not supported by the Bible? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 and 15. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of the righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. This is why we must be diligent in studying the Word of God for ourselves, and not allow others to translate the Word into other versions, nor accept excuses for continuing traditions that are not in celebration of God. Take a look at all the verses that we looked at today, and see if you can recognize what's going on right now. If that doesn't tell you where we are in the Bible, I don't know what will. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.